I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we appreciate you, we give glory and honor to your holy name for the privilege given to us to fellowship on this platform. Father, I pray that you will have your way. Bless us, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am your brother, Ilesomi Onile, from Lokoja, Kogi State, Nigeria. It is a privilege for me to anchor the daily devotion this week. I thank our precious brother, Andrew Perry, making himself available for God to use him to initiate this global daily fellowship of the saints. May God bless him and the church at Zambia. I wish to introduce for this week the thought titled, War the Good Warfare, or Fight the Good Fight of Faith. And I would like to read from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. I read, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare." I will also read from the same 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Or let me start from 11. So I read, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness." 12. "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Paul, as a commander in the army of the Lord Jesus Christ, gave his fellow soldier, Timothy, the admonition, a command to fight the good fight of faith, to war the good warfare. It is important for us to understand the fact that we are called into a battle or warfare as soon as we are enlisted or recruited into the army of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way to please him who has chosen us to be soldiers is to war a good warfare. A good fight is a fight that brings victory. Fighting the good fight of faith is about making a choice to pursue God's will and a life of faith on a daily basis. Therefore, God requires our faithfulness as soldiers of the cross, faithfulness unto death, in order to receive the trophy. We are called with a purpose, a mission to be accomplished. We are enlisted into the army of Jesus Christ to win the battle and never to be defeated. So, our call is for a purpose. We are not just enlisted into that army for without a mission to be accomplished. Therefore, we must be valiant in fight. According to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 34, we are told about the men of faith who were valiant in fight, turning to flight the armies of the aliens, of the enemies. And Paul has given us this admonition, Paul, that can be compared to like to a three-star general in the physical army, commanded us to fight a good fight for our trophies. And he himself admonished us in one of his epistles to Timothy, I think in the second letter or the second epistle he wrote to Timothy, that he has fought the good fight. Let me read that portion of the scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 4, from verse 6. It reads, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing." Hallelujah. So, in the case of Paul, before his departure, before he left this world, he had this testimony that he fought a good fight. He finished the course. He kept the faith. And for that, he was honored with the crown of righteousness. How did he fight? I think we need to look at that. How did he fight the good fight of faith? According to even his own writing also, in the epistle to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 24. Let me read. "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body." Let us take note of that. Say, "I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, to be disqualified." We can see that Paul, who instructed Timothy to fight the good fight of faith, he himself gave us this explanation how he fought the good fight of faith. He said he was in the race, he was in the fight to win. I love to tell brethren that it is necessary for us to understand that we are called to run the race and win. We are called to fight the battle and win. We are called for a victory. Therefore, we have a choice of doing what is expected of us. We have the choice of keeping under our body, bringing it into subjection. As Paul said, he said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, we have a responsibility as believers to cooperate with the Spirit of God in us in bringing to subjection even our flesh. May God help us to do that time to time in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we are called into a battle, we should understand that he that has enlisted us has an expectation from us. He wants us to be a good soldier that is ready for the battle at all time. A good soldier is a soldier that was a good warfare. And there are some qualities that we need to observe in a good soldier. It is important that a good soldier should have this quality. Even when we talk of the earthly military, in the army, there is these seven core army values that are very important to the army. Let me just mention them briefly for us to learn from. The first one is loyalty. Loyalty. A soldier is one who supports the leadership and stands up for fellow soldiers. You must be loyal. Number two, duty. A soldier must fulfill all his obligation. Number three, respect. The army is one thing, and each of us has something to contribute. So the army of the Lord is just one thing, and we should understand that each soldier has something to contribute. So we must treat people as they should be treated. We must treat the fellow soldier as they needed to be treated. The fourth one, selfless service. Putting the welfare of the nation you are representing, the army, and even your subordinates before yourself. Selfless service. Number five, integrity. Do what is right, legally and morally. Number six, personal courage. Must be able to face fear, danger, and adversity as a soldier. And the seventh one, honor. A good soldier must live up to the army values that we have mentioned. The first six we have mentioned, he must live up to those values, and at the end, is expected to be honored. So honor is a matter of carrying out, acting and living the values of respect, duty, loyalty, selfless service, integrity, and personal courage in everything you do as a soldier. So having said that, we can equally apply these values in our journey with the Lord as soldiers of the cross. Hallelujah. There is something that is so important that we need to know: the importance of knowledge in warfare. In the book of Psalms 144 verse 1, it reads, "Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight." God has given us all the intelligence we need to keep the devil under our feet. He reveals the enemy's strategies and then tells us the battle plan of counterattack. God is the greatest army strategist and is the one leading, is the one teaching. The psalmist says, "He teached my hands to war and my fingers to fight." Knowledge is so important in warfare, even in the physical warfare and spiritual warfare. We have to come to some knowledge in order to win in the battle. You must have the knowledge about yourself, one, and two, you must have the knowledge about the enemy you are fighting. The scripture says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge," in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. And we need to understand that if we are not knowledgeable about ourselves, the authority that the Lord has given unto us, about our position in Christ Jesus, about what we are called to be, there is the tendency for us not to fight a good fight. Equally, if we don't have the knowledge about the enemy we are fighting, the battle may not be as easy as expected. I want to borrow some things from one ancient book called The Art of War, written by a Chinese, Sun Tzu. I will just make reference to certain things this man said. So, if you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. Can we see that? If you know your enemy and you know yourself, there is no fear in battle. If you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a defeat. If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle. Hallelujah. From some of these statements made by Zeus, we can see that it is important in a battle to know ourselves and to know the enemy we are fighting with. The knowledge is so important. So, we are going to look at some strategies of the devil in the course of our daily devotions for this week. We will take them one after the other, because it is necessary for us to know the strategies of the enemy. We need a battle plan to counter-attack the strategies the enemy uses. No military unit will ever dream of going to war without a battle plan. Battle plan is a strategy to exploit your enemy's weakness and to maximize your strength so you can win. So, having said that, we need to look at some of the strategies of the enemy. And the knowledge of the strategies of the enemy is important for us to have our own battle plan. We need to understand that we are fighting a spiritual warfare using spiritual weapons. And if we know that, we need to plan. There is need for battle plan. And planning here means you understand quite well the strategies of your enemies and you are applying the right weapon at the right time to counter-attack your enemy. And I am trusting God that the Lord will open our eyes to many of his of the strategies of the enemy, so that we know how to be a good soldier. Because it is important that we fight a good fight of faith. We have been commanded to fight the good fight of faith. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord strengthen his church. And may we be strong enough to fight the good fight of faith. God bless you. We shall meet again tomorrow.